With COVID-19 on the rise and students sitting down to participate in online learning, one question arose. What will happen to clubs and activities? With the majority of schooling being online, Rittner implemented a new schedule, one where every other Friday is a club or activities day, where students get to go to their desired club. To find out why, I went to Rittner's activities director, Lee Lukowski, with some questions. Why did we establish a Friday clubs and activities at Rittner while virtual?
We created a Friday clubs and activities time during advisory while in virtual mode to help establish connections amongst our students here at Rittner High School. This was a time in which we, as a building and school, really look to do some different things outside of just what's in the classroom, being advisory period, and this was a great opportunity to use for clubs and activities.
Do you think the new schedule is a success? Why or why not?
We think it's been pretty successful so far, as we've gotten positive feedback from sponsors and students about the connections and opportunities to meet.
Are athletics having meetings?
Athletics are doing the same thing, but not at that scheduled time. Athletics are meeting on their own, but in weekly and bi-weekly meetings. It depends on sport to sport and what the coaches have. There's been a lot of professional development and then just kind of things that coaches and individual programs are working on, not only for that connection, but to prepare for the upcoming season.
Is there anything else you would like to add or let people know about?
As we move forward, we're just really excited about the opportunity to get kids back in the building. Everything we've done to this point out of the athletics and activities department is to kind of prepare for that. And again, establish some of those connections and make sure that we're ready to go. When students do finally come back, it's going to be a great time. And we're looking forward to a very unique school year, but a very successful one as well.
Mr. Lukowski is not the only one who has to adapt to the new schedule. Ms. Cluck Love, who is a co-sponsor of the theater club and the sponsor of the creative writing club, she too has to adapt to these new changes. I asked her, how has the new schedule affected her and the club she is a part of?
Based on our numbers, they're better because we've embedded the meetings into the school day. So because we have that Friday time dedicated to extracurriculars, we had a whole bunch more people than we usually do. You know, we're not sharing and running around and interacting like we usually do. Like it's very much like this, you know, where I have mostly black boxes. And I'm getting more and more used to that, but I do prefer to see faces. One of the nice things in theater club is we actually had students, you know, performing the plays that you guys wrote in class. And a lot of them turned their cameras on to do those performances. So that made it feel a little bit more like home, but miss, you know, seeing all of their faces and being able to move on a stage and interact, you know, that's a lot more limited in the theater club. Writing, not so much, but yeah.
Multiple staff and faculty members have been affected by this new schedule, but the students are the core part of clubs and activities. To see the student side of this experience, I interviewed Kale White, a senior here at Rittner. Are you attending any clubs or activities?
No, I am not.
Have you ever thought about joining any clubs or activities?
Yes, I have.
Do you feel like the new schedule for clubs would encourage you to join or deter you?
Sir, I'd rather be at school doing clubs.
Rather be at school? Do you feel like we should replace it with something else? Like instead of doing clubs, put more study hall or anything like that?
I think the clubs are good for people that are interested in them, but I think they should have another study hall period for like students that aren't interested in clubs.
So you think this school, instead of they should just add more study hall hours instead of clubs and activities?
Yeah. Yeah, like more tutors and all that.
Okay, so do you think there should be more, instead of replacing clubs, do more of a tutoring sessions?
Yes.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that you want to say about clubs personally?
I think they could be really good for college. So I think that, like, anybody in, like, the early years of high school should get into activities. I wish I would have.
With COVID-19 taking what seems like everything away from us, it's nice to know that not everything has gone away. It may not be how we like or what we're used to, but in a time where normality seems so far away, it's nice to get some sense of normal reality back, even if it is just through a screen.